From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, Voice listener and RRN and viewers. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 2 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And so without any further ado, Voice listener and RRN and viewers, don't forget that you can watch this broadcast through our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. We also have our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so, boy listener, this beautiful day of Sunday, many times here I've been trying something new, of course, and I think you should too, especially while listening to our program, because the music can give you lots and lots of reference on what to do, maybe on your weekend before the start of the weekday. So, let's begin today's broadcast with a song from Mahalini with Cesar Rasa, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Bersama melihat. kadang semesta menitipkan yang terbaik, bukan untuk selamanya, tapi belajar untuk menghargai apa itu cinta.
tourist destination in a panoramic fishing town of Labuan Bajo. A perfect retreat for peace and tranquility. And for those who seek adventure. Amazing dive sites. Magnificent underwater life in glassy seas. Exploring and discovering is never ending. Stunning landscape. Delight in the legendary Pink Beach. Uncovering Earth. See the nocturnal. And feast on the splendid scenery. Isolated to conserve. Land of the Dragons. Sanctuary for the endemic. Natural habitat of the giant lizards. Beautiful beasts. Magnificent journey into the wild. Komodo Island. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Lah, kita lanjut ya. Kita jalanin dulu aja gimana?
Well, I'm still figuring out what's best for me.
Di dalam hatiku, hati indah.
Today's diplomatic quarter highlights strengthening the humanitarian mission. Kasih Palestina visits the Indonesian embassy in Amman. Indonesian humanitarian institution that focuses on collecting and distributing aid for Palestine, Kasih Palestina, conducted an official visit to the Indonesian embassy in Amman in an effort to strengthen its humanitarian mission in Jordan. This visit is a strategic step to strengthen synergy in supporting Palestinian refugees affected by the prolonged conflict and to expand cooperation networks at the international level. The Indonesian ambassador to Jordan, Ade Padmo Sarwono, in his remarks said the Indonesian embassy welcomed the initiative of Kasih Palestina, which continues to be committed to supporting the Palestinian people through various humanitarian programs. This synergy shows that the solidarity of the Indonesian people towards Palestinians remains strong. During the meeting, Kasih Palestina explained various programs that have been implemented to help the Palestinian refugees. They include the distribution of logistics assistance, including 9 basic necessities and warm clothing, especially to help the refugees facing extreme winter conditions. Kasih Palestina CEO Sopian Suprianto said he is optimistic that through the close collaboration with the Indonesian embassy and related parties, more beneficiaries can get benefit from the humanitarian assistance of distribution. Kasih Palestina is committed to continuing to collaborate with international parties to improve the quality of the Palestinian refugees. Through an approach based on empathy and cross-border cooperation, this institution hopes to make a real contribution in creating long-term solutions for communities affected by the prolonged conflict. And that was Diplomatic Quarter.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Hot air balloon that could go to space. Of East Java. Where Majabahit once stood. Largest ancient kingdom. Changing and opening slowly over hundreds of years. A historical city on the move. A celebration of remarkable heritage, grandeur of the past, wondrous ancient architecture.
Thank you so much for listener and RRNet viewer for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere because in the next hours, Indonesia Today will still here be with you. And so without any further ado, don't forget that you can send your critics, suggestion, and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 8212381 2130. Thank you so much for listener and RRNet viewers. My name is Ray, and please enjoy our feature to close up RRNet in Rinding, Bali.
Voice of
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition. It is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument. However, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Bang attacked the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo, were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the Gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example, in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
made from the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo, which is used to make rinde, is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower. So, when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bung bung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bung bung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Thank you.
For joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Terima kasih telah menonton! number one. Even without my oolong, so will he give me sense? But in one, bringing up my old drawing, a ding dong, spending up, stepping up, bitch, I could check. But if you want something, go get it, get it. Minimalistic, who can't tell it, you could supposed to do with the happening. Don't ever use cash base in your game.
Here's Newsline, first the headline. Indodex contributes 490.06 billion taxes from crypto assets transaction. NPR research body said CFIN's case must be examined according to the 1945 constitution. And now the news in details. Indodex, a leading Indonesian cryptocurrency exchange, reported contributing 490.06 billion rupiah in taxes over the past 3 years, accounting for approximately 44.96% of the nation's total crypto tax revenue of 1.09 trillion rupiah between 2022 and 2024. CEO Oscar Darmawan highlighted a significant surge in crypto transaction with a 352.89% increase, reaching 556.53 trillion rupiah from January to November 2024. He also advocated for the removal of value-added tax on crypto transactions to further boost industry growth and enhance state revenue. Moving on to the second news. Al-Muzamil Yusuf, a member of the MPR research body, emphasized that the sea fence issue in Tangerang, Banten should be analyzed in the context of Article 33, Paragraph 3 of the 1945 Constitution, which states that natural resources are controlled by the state and utilized for the greatest prosperity of the people. Advocates for an immediate review by the research body comprising representatives from 8 MPR factions and the DPDRI group to uphold the constitution and prevent monopolization of the nation's natural wealth. This initiative aligns with President Prabowo Subianto's directive to revoke the authorization of the sea fence and acknowledges the proactive efforts of local fishermen and environmental activists in addressing the issue. And that was Newsline.